Mohammed Aslam is a Danish citizen. He came to Copenhagen from Pakistan as a seven-year-old. His children were born here in the Mjølnerparken district. But a drive to abolish so-called ghettos has led to the Danish government reclassifying citizens along racial lines, with the Aslam family now labelled Ikke Vestlige, non-Western.
If you have lived in the Western country, then you have the full right. And if you have lived in the non-Western country, then you don't have the same right. And it's very terrible to think about. We can make such kind of law in Denmark, in my country.
It could be seen as a laudable goal, aiming for greater racial integration and reduced crime. But the problem is how the government plans to do it, setting ethnic quotas for every district in the country. It's part of a raft of measures the government has brought in to abolish ghettos within the next decade. By then, the aim is for every district in the country to have a population that is at least 70% Western. 80% of Mjølnerparken's residents are from an immigrant background.
The Danish government can't make people leave areas like Mjølnerparken purely on the basis of ethnicity. What it can do is force the housing to be sold off to private investors, who then raise the rents.
The idea is that mainly Western people, assumed to be more wealthy, will then be able to move back in. But the laws regarding ghettos go further. They include lower welfare payments for people moving into areas on the government's ghetto list, and harsher punishments for criminals in ghetto areas. Also, a ban on refugees moving into the targeted districts. Residents are suing the government.
Only in the understand, they ønsker at
an anti-segregation policy centred on social conditions and crime rates would be valid, but we object to removing people from their homes based on ethnicity. There have been positive developments in these residential areas, but the measures against them have got more and more intense.
Minorities find themselves stuck. They move out of one area to lower the number of non-Westerners, but can't move into another area for the same reason. The government declined our requests for an interview or a statement, but as it pushes ahead with the controversial ghetto laws, many people still don't know where they will be housed or where they will be welcome.
Will it be safe for us and our kids and our generation to live in Denmark in the future, you know?
And wait anxiously to see if their voices will count for anything in the country they always thought of as home. Paul Rees, Al Jazeera, Copenhagen.